Good morning, Delaware. We are happy to be here this morning. It's a beautiful first Friday.
It is a beautiful first Friday.
And we're going to do the anti-rain dance. It's going to all stay away. And we're going to have a glorious COSI Science Festival in downtown Delaware.
You know, sometimes rain just makes it even better.
Yeah.
You know, dancing in the rain is like the best thing in the world you could do.
Sure.
So if it rains, come on out anyway. It's a summer rain. It feels good.
That's right. And there's many reasons to come out because we're going to have the COSI Science Festival happening in downtown Delaware at First Friday.
With mystery.
You're going to help us solve a puzzle. And also, you can get a COSI Learning lunchbox in the process.
Those are so amazing.
Yeah.
They're so amazing.
Well, that's my co-host, Molly Myers-Labate, on the other microphone there with me. And Mark on the board, as always. Good morning, Mark.
Hola, hello.
Hello, hello. And our guest in the studio this morning is Miss Mandy Henning, the branch manager of our Ostrander Branch Library.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys weren't mysterious enough for the, there's a missing brown jug.
Them brown jug.
It's missing.
Dun, 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 dun. Has gone missing.
I want to know whose shift it was to guard it.
I know.
I like to, I don't know if anybody saw the video that we posted, but I like the no.
Yes.
It's so dramatic.
Tegwin did a great job at that.
Tegwin really acted that thing out.
Yes. Go, if you don't know the story, if you don't know what's happening tonight, downtown First Friday, Main Street, Delaware, we are partnering with them for the May First Friday to take over with all of our STEAM forensic science.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is a little brown jug that we hold in our local history room, but we discovered this week it's not there.
It's missing.
It's gone.
So our friends who come to First Friday tonight will have to help us solve the crime. Mm. Or is it a crime? We'll find out.
The jug
is
missing.
I think it's a crime.
I
like true crime.
Exactly.
We need the jug back.
We do.
We need it back.
It's a real one, guys.
We still have to solve.
The actual brown jug.
We still have to solve the mystery. Well, with that, we are still going to talk about books, though, because that's what we do here.
Books, books, books.
Molly, you have a... What do you have for us this morning?
I have a novel today.
Okay.
This one is going to be... Any of you who love the books written by Celeste Ng, this is going to be a beautiful read-alike. This is called A Great Country, and I hope I pronounced this name right. Shilpa Soma Goda is the author's name. And this is a story of the Shah family. The parents came from India. They came for university, and then they started to build their life here in America. And this story starts out with the parents at a party and their children texting and calling them to come pick them up. It is that moment that I have a feeling I've seen my sisters do. Wait, the oldest kid was supposed to get the youngest kid. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of ignoring them because their children are old enough to figure this out until a phone call comes from a police officer and their 12-year-old seems to be in jail.
Uh-oh.
So they leave and their 12-year-old, as you learn pretty quickly, he seems to be on the spectrum, though he's never been officially tested for that. And he was so excited. He builds drones, and he was flying it near an airport.
Ooh.
He's 12, has no idea that this is illegal.
Laws.
Or a problem. He knew when the planes weren't flying, so he was there at a very specific time to make sure. Well, of course, he's tall for his age, and the police don't recognize that he's a 12-year-old even.
Yeah.
And what ensues is heartbreaking. At the same time, you're learning about his oldest sister, who is a believer in changing the world. His middle sister, who wants to be popular and has finally made friends with the most important girl in town. And their whole world starts crumbling in as the officers start pursuing this 12-year-old as a possible terrorist.
Aww.
It is a really interesting read. It's a really beautiful insight into this family. We talk about caste systems. We talk about systemic racism. This book really goes through many, many levels. You see where people are getting it right and where they're getting it wrong. The humanity in this is wonderful. I think comparing this to a Celeste Ng book is a really great way of thinking. You're going to have highs and lows and hopes and fears. And it was a book I just turned on and didn't want to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Just an experience I haven't read in this way before. So I highly suggest A Great Country to everybody. Really great novel. I think it came out either last year or the year before. I kept popping up on my Goodreads lists. Absolutely add it to yours.
Nice. That sounds like a great recommendation.
Loved it. Loved it.
Mandy, you have something very different.
Listen.
You were giving us the teaser. I'm so excited.
This book, so I guess back up a little bit. At my library at Ostrander, we have a lovely youth services person named Sarah who mm-hmm. does our story time. She does a wonderful story time. It's 11 a.m. on Thursdays.
Perfect.
If anybody wants to come.
Good plug.
And she is always getting new picture books in to see, like, what's new, what's good. I follow this person on Instagram that recommends new picture books. This book is called Don't Trust Fish.
Makes sense.
It's by Neil Sharpson, illustrated by Dan Sandout, who's amazing.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah.
We got to interview him a couple years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, with Great Geek Fest.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in that group.
So, fish are always in schools, but what do they learn?
Such a good
question. We don't
know.
It goes through, it starts as like, this is a lizard. Lizards need heat, and this is a mammal, and mammals are da-da-da. This is a fish. Don't trust fish. And then they're like, this is their leader. His name is, well, they're like, can you trust this fish? And then you flip the page and it's like, that was a trick. You can't trust fish. That's the worst one. His name's Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff is their leader. The fish are spying on us. At some point, the fish goes down through the plumbing and into somebody's house. And the girl's like, waffles are yummy. And then he swims back and goes to Jeff and is like, they said waffles are yummy, sire. And Jeff's like, you have done well.
Oh, no.
So don't trust fish. There is a twist at the end. It's written by Neil Sharpson, or is it?
Or is
dun,
it?
Dun, dun, dun. So we think funniest book of the year, Don't Trust Fish.
Nice.
I would say toddlers aren't going to get the jokes in this. It is a little bit like more of like a first, second grader read aloud.
Mm-hmm.
But super funny. I think pre-K would like it too. Don't trust fish. That's
very
what
good.
I learned.
I have just requested it. I cannot wait to get it. And I think Willa's going to love it.
Yeah, it's really like laugh out loud funny. And I just looked it up on Amazon. They said it's one of their editor's picks.
Oh,
too. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a big one this year. And we just thought it was hilarious.
Maybe even a good like gifting season book.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what holiday is coming up? Memorial Day.
May the 4th.
Day. May the 4th. I'm like, happy Memorial Day. Here's a gift. Here's a book.
Yeah. I mean, it's good information.
Yeah.
Don't trust fish.
Exactly. In general, don't trust. Oceans, are a scary place. You can't see what's down there.
That's what they say in the book.
Oh.
Like, maybe what are they doing down there?
Oops, yes.
At some point, too, there's a nice crab that makes you a sandwich. They're like, this is a crab. You can trust crabs. He made you a sandwich.
Oh.
But because he's got pinchers, the sandwich is all wrecked up. It's not. So trust crabs. Don't trust fish. Very funny.
Don't trust things you can't see in the ocean.
Yep.
Mark.
Yes.
Sounds like you wanted to share a book, too.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Little me?
You said,
I might
have a book this morning.
Well, let me see if I can think what I was talking about here. So there I was at the Delaware Library, the Delaware branch, last Sunday, and I'm just walking around, and my daughter pulls out a book, and she says, Dad, you got to get this. And I'm like, you're right. It's the new Deepak Chopra book. All about AI, called Digital Dharma. And I'm a huge Deepak fan, always loved Deepak, read pretty much everything he's ever put out. Mm-hmm. So I had to grab that because those are two things I love, spirituality and artificial intelligence. And I have 14 days because it's a brand new book.
Uh-oh.
And I need to get into it. I've started the first few pages.
Okay.
So you guys know I'm a little bit slow in this whole reading process
here.
I like to go back and forth, and I'll read one page, and then I'll go back and read it again and stuff. So I just, I take some time. So.
Yeah.
I'll get into it. If you guys are waiting for it, I apparently have, how many, if I'm doing my math, I got about 10 more days left, or 8 days left, so I got to get it cracking. But to Digital Dharma, I love it thus far. I had no idea he was putting together a book on AI and artificial intelligence. So
I didn't even know that was his style.
Yeah. It's basically a focus on how you can utilize AI and chatbots to increase your spirituality and what that means to the whole spiritual, environment. I'll give you a better rundown next week.
Next week.
I'm
I was going
to
say, I can't wait to hear the follow-up because there needs to be a follow-up.
There will be.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted you to know I'm doing something.
I confessed that the book that I have this morning is the first like actual book that I've actually read in probably the last, 6 months or something like that. I have been in a reading drought.
Like, did you hold it in your hands?
No, I listened to it.
Okay, you're making me proud.
I listened to it. This is a quick read. It is a, I hate this phrase, but I'm going to say it anyway. We call it a middle grade book, which is really like older elementary, like 4, 5, 6. And so it is called The Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science.
You have me at that title.
Exactly, as I should. It is written by Kate McKinnon, or is it a little bit?
It might be fish.
I kind of think we should do that for everything now.
Or is it? Yes. It is actually, let's see, told to Kate McKinnon, who is taking the record of, oh my gosh, and I'm going to forget her name, but it is a ridiculously silly name. But what I will say is that Kate McKinnon takes this story, puts it together about these three young pseudo-sisters who have all been adopted. They all have different parents who all died in a tragic garlic farm accident. Or
garlic
did they?
Farms.
And
they're so dangerous.
And all of their mothers' names are apparently Pookie. Or are they?
Pookie.
And so the Pookies died in the tragic garlic farming accident. And so these three sisters, who are not sisters, are taken in by an aunt who is not their aunt, who is apparently the best friend of the Pookies, to raise them. And they live in a town in 1910 where everything must be prim and proper. And so every young lady goes to a school for etiquette. And so we open up in the school for etiquette that they're currently at, and they're not doing very well at. And they're sitting next to their cousins. Or are they? Who are all named, Lavinia, who are all named Lavinia.
Cool.
We have Lavinia Ann, Lavinia, Lavinia Steve, all of the Lavinias. And they are called upon to try one of the seven ways to sit upon a fainting couch. And the oldest daughter, she is not doing so well because she likes to think about science and she likes inventing things.
Trouble.
And so she thought maybe to have better posture, she could use one of her animal friends, a bat, to, you know, pull her shoulders up. If the bat is attached to a string and the bat flies up, then maybe she'll have proper posture. Well, of course, that doesn't go as planned. Everyone is scared. The bat flies away. A candle is knocked over, and the whole room is set ablaze. And they thus burn down that school of etiquette and are expelled. Yeah. And so while they're home and they're not quite sure what's going to happen, they find a note, a mysterious note, in their backpack that has come as an invitation to a new etiquette school.
Is it run by fish?
It is not run by fish.
Okay.
It is
Crabs?
Run by Millicent Questions, asterisk, her school of etiquette, asterisk, on the far edge of town. When they get there, they realize it is run by the one and only Millicent Quibb, mad scientist.
Wow.
And they think, oh no, we couldn't possibly go to a school for mad science. But all three of them really do have little parts of science that they love. The eldest with her animals, the middle she loves rocks and geodes and things like that, and the youngest with she loves physics. And so Millicent tells them that, of course, there is something terrible happening to the town that might be done by a Kurgalops.
A Kurgalops?
You didn't know. And the Kurgalops.
Is that asterisk too?
No, the Kurgalops is a Kurgalops. And only with the three girls' help could Millicent take on the Kurgalops. And mm-hmm. so they go on this adventure together. But I tell you what, this is the funniest book that I have listened to. I wouldn't even have needed my children in the car on my travels to listen to this book. But it was nice because, you know, it was very appropriate for them to hear. And mm-hmm. also for I enjoyed it alone. It's so funny. Kate McKinnon, I highly recommend listening to it if you're able. Kate McKinnon reads the audiobook. She does an amazing job. The asides are so funny. At one point, you know, she says something like, the girls were sitting in the demonstration room watching a demonstration. Keep up, you know. So it's like those sorts of things. Just so, so, so funny. So good. Highly recommend. And there will be another one coming in the series. So that
Sweet.
Will come out later this year. I think September is what we... what we found on the interweb. So the Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science by Kate McKinnon, or is it? And I definitely recommend the audiobook listen, but all will be enjoyable no matter what way you can consume it. Mm-hmm. So with that, we will take a short break. We will come back with Mandy Henning of the Ostrander Branch to talk about more mad science or medieval science.
And maybe fish.
And maybe fish. Stay tuned.
The ladies from the Delaware County Library System are here doing off the shelf. Or are they?
Or are they? Mm. Hey, also, quick plug. We have our beautifully new wrapped van at the Powell Touch-A-Truck.
I saw it yesterday. So nice.
Yes. It is starting in 15 minutes. So if you are listening now live on Friday morning, you go to Seldom Seen Park in Powell, and we will have our our van there with Rita. Her name is Rita Books. Rita Lotta Books, I think is what the outreach group has named her. And it is stuffed full with 500 COSI lunch boxes. So if you cannot make it to the first Friday in downtown Delaware tonight, never fear. You can take your kiddos to the Seldom Seen Park in downtown Powell, and kind of downtown Powell, Powell-ish. And you can go to the Touch-A-Truck, where we will also be giving out 500 of those COSI learning lunch
boxes.
Do
make sure you've got your kiddos with you, because we can only give it to a lunchbox to you if you've got your kid with you.
Yes, exactly. The number that you want, you must have those children with you. So if you gather up 12 neighborhood children and bring them all with you, then you may take 12. But that is the only way. And we look forward to seeing you there. But now back to our superstar of the day. We have Mandy Henning here. How are you doing, Mandy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm amped.
It's a beautiful day in Ostrander. I'm not in Ostrander right now, but when I get back there, it will be a beautiful day in Ostrander.
Any day Mandy's in Ostrander is a beautiful day.
Oh. It is. No, it's just because Ostrander's real nice.
It is. It is very nice.
I just heard a local story really quick. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
There is a big grain elevator in Ostrander.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was talking to one of the older people that lives in the village, and they said when they were younger, there was a guy who was ex-military that lived in the grain tower.
He did.
And every night he would go to the top and play his cornet. He would play taps and put the village to sleep.
Wow.
Is there a more romantic place on earth than it's London, Rome, Ostrander?
Ostrander. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's such a good story. I was like, oh.
It's really beautiful.
It's so pretty.
Nobody could live in that now, though.
There's a rumor somebody does. Ooh. I don't think anybody does. Mm-hmm. It might be fish. we're still on fish.
I have heard of people staying in corn elevators before. Mm-hmm. There was one that you could rent out for a while up in Akron, I think. Not that I look for those things, but I do.
That is right up your alley.
So right up where I want to live.
Right up your alley. Well, Mandy, let's start with the thing that is coming up most closely to today. It is Medieval Steam. It is at the Ostrander Branch Library on Tuesday, May 6th. Kicks off at 5:30 p.m. and goes until we close at 7.
Yep.
What is happening on that night?
So we are going to explore all things science of the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. So we will have a catapult, I believe, or that's medieval fair. I'm trying to remember. I think we do have a catapult.
I think the catapult is making its way.
Traveling over.
Yes.
We're learning all about Archimedes.
Ooh.
Who invented the phrase Eureka.
Really? Whoa.
Yes.
I only know Archimedes as an
owl. I know. We said that too.
As an owl. If you don't know, that's a Sword in the Stone
reference. We are also going
to
be doing the A in STEAM is art. So we're going to be making a custom family crest.
Oh, nice.
That you can take home with you. So think about all things that are important to your family, and then you can draw it on there.
Yes.
So that is a drop-in activity. You can come, and it'll be in stations, so you can kind of walk around the library and do the different activities. So that is any time between 5:30 and 7.
Mandy, I don't know, what would you put on your crest?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs and food. Dogs eating our food.
Right. We also have, just the next day, you just don't stop, the Ostrander Book Club is coming up. Do you know what your kiddos are, or what's your kiddos, what your family is reading this week? It is The Parted Earth by Anjali Anjetti. I read this one. It's a good one. We'll see how your club likes it.
Yeah.
It's about partition in India, which I knew nothing about.
I read all nonfiction, so the book club always has to tell me how it goes, because they are doing The Demon of Unrest in the fall, though.
Oh, nice.
So I'm coming for that one.
Very good. We also have Homeschool Book Club. This is a fun group. Mm-hmm. Tell us, first of all, like, who can be involved in Homeschool Book Club, and what are some of the things that happen during it?
Yeah, so Homeschool Book Club is for any homeschooled child. Mm-hmm. So parent and child usually come. And then there's a theme every month. So this theme, I think, is medieval renaissance.
I do believe. I think you were all in on
medieval.
We were
all medieval, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they can read any book on that topic. It can be nonfiction. It can be fiction. It can be a chapter book. It can be a picture book. Mm-hmm. And then they come and do a brief presentation on that topic. So less than 5 minutes. It's a good way to get kids up and like used to like doing public speaking.
Right.
That presentation can be art. It could be interpretive dance. I always want somebody to do interpretive dance, and nobody ever has.
Yeah, never had it.
You can do a PowerPoint. You could do Google Slides, but like it can be anything you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And then we do a different theme each month. So read anything on that topic, do a brief presentation, and then just meet other homeschool families. It's a really good opportunity to network with those other homeschool families in the area too.
Right, especially if you don't have a cohort.
Yeah.
If you don't have a cohort that your homeschooled family kind of pairs up with, you could do something like that. That meets on Tuesday, May 13th at 1 p.m. So it's right there in the middle of the day. Have your lunch and then come over and do your afternoon studies at the Ostrander Branch Library.
Yeah.
And that's really any grade. I mean, because a kindergartner can be there with a sixth grader, even with a ninth grader.
Yep.
And
we find that sometimes the younger guys just get intimidated, but usually after the first or second time coming, they get more comfortable. So if you have a young guy, just give them the patience. They'll come around to it. Usually they just have to listen to the other kids and then they get excited.
I think you've seen a lot of success stories with that too.
Yeah.
I mean, people who come to any branch of the library really, you know, you watch them grow. You see them in story time when they're toddlers, and then you get to know them as elementary school readers, and then
and then you meet them when they're grown adults and realize they were in your baby time and you've been in libraries for a long time now.
We have an employee at the Ostrander Branch who came to Homeschool Book Club. That's how long it's a very long running program.
Is that Miss Clara?
It's Miss Clara.
We love Clara. All right, now let's get to the big one. This is coming up on Saturday, June 21st. It is
Medieval Fair, boop, 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 2025.
Bow, bow, bow. So exciting. What is the Medieval Fair?
So Medieval Fair is another long-running program for the Ostrander Branch. It's the biggest program we do.
Yes.
It is all things medieval renaissance. Costumes are zestfully encouraged.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I am coming as the Shrubbery from Monty Python.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
A nice one, not too expensive. but it doesn't have to be cosplay. You can dress up as like a lord or a lady or a knight. We had, we had the cutest, last time we did this program, we had the cutest 8-year-old dressed up as a monk, and he had a bald cap on.
Oh, yes.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Have we seen
you in a bald cap as well?
I don't think, have I done a bald cap?
I thought we had seen you in a bald cap.
I've done lots of beards.
Maybe I was thinking of the 8-year-old.
Yeah, I don't think I've done a bald cap, and it's so hot. I want to so,
yes.
I
it
want
is, it
to
does get
so
warm.
Much. I want to be like a nun too, and it's just too hot.
Yes.
So shrubbery it is. So the big thing that's happening is we are going to do live jousting with real horses.
Yes.
Two different sessions throughout the day. That is the Knights of the Rose, which is the only female jousting troop in Ohio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They bring actual horses, and then they set up a whole jousting arena. So that is the big thing, and there's going to be one in the morning and one in the afternoon for that. We have live music. We have character artists. We have at least one food truck. Chow Cafe is coming out. If you own a food truck, please call 740-666-1410 and talk to me about if you want to be, because we'd really like to have one more food truck.
Just ask for Mandy.
Ask for Mandy. Be like, I have a food truck.
Yes. Or email askostrander.
askostrander@delawarelibrary.org. One thing we're doing this year, too, is we're trying to get out of Europe a little bit. So we have a henna artist who will be coming. Henna has been around in India since before, like, the Middle Ages, even.
Right.
It's an ancient art.
So the one year we had kind of a journey on the Silk Road,
yes.
right? And the Silk Road kind of brought people toward India. Is that right? Did it eventually get them toward India, or am I completely wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I could be wrong.
History.
Okay. But I feel like
that's not. That, ask me a Civil War question, Nicole. I don't know. I don't know about that.
But I feel like the Silk Road, it really did bring a lot of different cultures.
And we
together.
Talked about the spice trail and all that stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So that is going to be Saturday, June 21st, 11 to 3, inside activities, outside activities all day. It's going to be really big.
Yeah.
We'll have parking. We'll have people available to help with parking. You can always park at the post office in Oostrander, and it's just a quick walk down too. Yeah. So
we need to give big shout outs to all of the staff who work on this massive project
because
they put their heart and soul into it. So that it can be so successful. And just to give you, if you've never heard of this program before, our regular attendance is anywhere between 600 and 800 people for this program.
We double the size of the village in a single day.
Yes, you do. We also need to thank our friends of the library.
Yes.
They offer us support for this program. They offer us support financially. They are supporting our entire summer reading club this summer with a massive donation of $51,000. We're so thankful for them. And so part of that is going into beefing up Medieval Fair this year. So
thank you, friends.
So we can have those programmers on that main stage. And also a thanks to the Kiwanians. Molly, you're part of this group as well.
I am the most lovely group of people you can ever meet on noon on Thursdays.
Tell us what the Kiwanians are doing.
The Kiwanians are going to be helping with the parking. But the Kiwanians have, our belief is that we help children. So in any way, and if you want to come to the Medieval Fair, you know what you got to do that? You got to park.
You do.
So we'll take whatever job you need us to do to help get the kids the awesome things. So Delaware Noon Kiwanians will be there with a smile on their face and make your parking experience lovely.
Absolutely. I know that we've got a lot of staff who are helping with this. They're helping in lots of different components, getting the arts and crafts together, getting the people booked, getting, you know, just the branch prepped and ready.
Yes,
the decor, all of the things. Are we going to, other than the horses, are there any other animals making an appearance?
There's one maybe, and I don't want to say it.
It might be an elusive animal.
Yes. So there will be animals. I don't want to go too much into detail.
We'll just say animals.
Oh, I like the mystery.
Yeah.
Will it be fish?
Or is it?
No, not fish. We don't trust fish.
That would be, fish probably don't travel very well.
No.
Not at all.
They don't have an attitude for it either.
No. All right. Well, anything else that you want to touch on happening at Oostrander that we missed?
I don't think so. I will say one program I'm really excited for in the fall that I'm going to be doing is a custom tea blending class for teens and adults.
Oh my.
So that is not on anybody's anything yet because I'm still in the planning phases, but I am very excited about it.
Okay, if you're going to do a custom tea blending class, you have to blend it, get it?
Yeah.
With TJ Klune's Under the Whispering Door, because in that book, he talks about your perfect tea blend that goes with your afterlife experience.
I would blend it with the Tea Dragon Society. It's a beautiful graphic novel.
There we go. We could make a whole book list.
We do a whole book list of
whole
tea
book
stuff.
List of tea
I
books.
Feel like this will be done by the end of the day.
Yeah, I love tea.
I want to give a couple quick shout outs to other things happening in the Delaware County District Library system. Again, go to the Powell Touch a Truck today. Get your Kosai lunchbox. Go to the Downtown Mystery on Main Street in downtown Delaware tonight. Get your lunchbox. Solve the mystery. Find the jug. Then next week, go to Mandy's Medieval Steam. But also on Monday, May 5th, from 4 to 6:30, there's a Star Wars party.
There is a Star Wars party.
It might be for May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, everyone.
Happening at the Liberty Branch Library. It's going to be so much fun. Again, more STEAM activities happening at that branch. And just drop in anytime.
And just a quick reminder to everybody. Remember, the polls will be open on Tuesday. Make sure you get in.
Go vote. And with that, we will bid you adieu. Until next week, we will see you. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
You betcha.
My three M's this morning. Until next week, we'll see you in the stacks. Go.